Hello, my name is Alicia, returning your call from customer support, and how may I help you on today?
Hi, I have a charging credit card from October 26th, and I don't know what it is. You were at 6732.
Right, I'm so sorry to hear that. If you would please provide me with your zip code, I can begin looking up your account and we can fix this issue.
02346.
02346. And who might I be speaking with?
This is Barbara Quinn.
Ma'am?
Yep.
I'm sorry, can you repeat your name, please?
Barbara Clinton.
Okay, could you please spell your first and your last name for me?
It's B-A-R-B-A-R-A Clinton, C-L-I-N-T-O-N.
I do apologize for the way I'm just trying to locate your account. Okay, very slowly, could you give me your phone number?
508-813-6550.
Okay, and could you verify your shipping address for me?
59 Clay Street, Middleborough, Mass.
Okay, great. And I'm just waiting for your account to load up so I can look at these charges that you were inquiring about. Well, other than this, Ms. Barbara, are you having a good day?
Okay. I've had, no, I'm not. I'm on the phone with these people like you because I had about 8 charges that went through my account that weren't mine. So my day still helps, so I have to call everybody.
Yeah.
But I'm getting there. I'm even aggravated, but I'm okay.
Well, I hope that I am able to assist you on today and we can get all this sorted out.
Okay. Can I give you another name?
Would it be under...
Spade? John Spade?
Could you spell that for me?
S-P-I-N-K. That's my husband.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's not under him now.
Okay, so what it looked like what happened was I'm looking into your account and I see the 6732 for the assorted kitchen. Is that right?
Yep, and I never got it.
Right. Okay, because on the 19th of October, you made a purchase for an entry into a sweepstakes of the amount of $5.74. Do you remember that?
For $5.74?
Yes, ma'am, $5.74.
Yep.
Right, okay, so what happened was that was the entry fee to enter you into a sweepstakes drawing. And
go ahead.
The 6732 is the monthly charge for the discount
okay.
shopping.
No, I did not agree to that.
Right,
so
I completely understand.
Someone did this. This is what happened. Not just with you. I have 5 other companies that this happened today. With,
right.
In this automatic payment. So, A, I would like to get that canceled. I want my money back.
I did not agree to 6732.
Okay.
And I never,
Yes, ma'am. That's no problem for you. Let me go ahead and begin to get this process. Now, what I can do is I can cancel out the account, and what that will do is that will stop any and all future billing towards this account. And with this, I can proceed to give you a 50% refund from that $67.32. Can we start with
why
that? Why
50%?
Okay?
Why 50%? Why don't I get all my money back?
Because with the monthly $67.32, you do receive a $125 voucher monthly where you can continue to shop on
no,
that
I have
website.
Not received that. I have not received that.
It should be
okay.
In your email, but
no, I want this canceled and I want my money back.
Okay, that's fine.
All
that's
of
fine.
It.
That's no issue at all. Let me
thank you.
Let me go ahead and get this fixed for you. Give me just one moment, and I'll be right back with a cancellation number.
Thank you.
No problem. Ms. Barbara, are you still there?
Yes, I am, honey.
Okay, so what I did was I applied my friends and family discount, and I was able to get you a full refund on this account. I've already canceled it out, so you will not be billed anymore for anything without your permission unless you go back in and reapply yourself. You should see the pending transaction almost immediately after we get off the phone. It will take up to 3 to 5 business days for the money to be completely deposited into your account, and that's just due to, you know, how fast or how slow your bank may be. But you should see that pending transaction shortly after we get off the phone here. I have this cancellation number for you when you are ready.
Go ahead.
Okay, at C as in cat, 262-266-096.
C 262-266-096.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, could you send me an email confirming this, all of this?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Can you verify your email for me?
Sure. It's Barbara Ann, BarbaraAnne, 1961@gmail.com.
Okay. No problem. Give me just one second. Okay, I've already set that up for you. You should be receiving an email between 30 to 45 minutes.
Fantastic. I thank you so much.
No problem. And is there anything else I may be able to help you with?
Not today. You have a great day.
You too. And should you need any further assistance, do not hesitate to call. My name is Alicia, and thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you very much, Alicia. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.